Hi, I'm Tammy Hollingsworth. Hopefully my video is working. I keep moving this. So if it's not, somebody shout out at me.
You're fine, Tammy.
Okay. So welcome to the Indiana Parents of Blind Children group. We're kind of waiting for Carlton Cook Walker, who is the president of the NOPBC, National Parents of Blind Children group. So she should be coming along and talking a little bit about that. I just want to bring up a few points. First of all, I really encourage anyone who wants to talk, please feel free to just raise your hand. And the hosts and the chat people will help us make sure that you're able to speak. I'm used to working with a group in an open forum, and I really like for everybody to be able to just talk, and we may even open it up to that. It just depends on how big we get, but, so just a little bit of history about the Parents of Blind Children group here in Indiana, because I've seen a lot of participants, and usually we have about four of us in our meetings lately. So we're kind of, you know, that's really great to see that there's people that are expressing interest and that are here. So Indiana Parents of Blind Children, IPOBC, started in 1997 with myself and a friend of mine who just got excited about it at a national convention. And I was sort of like someone who spoke this morning who said, you know, I joined the NFB and 4 months later I was leading students. And that kind of happened to me. I joined the NFB and went to my first national convention, and somebody noticed I had kids and said, hey, you need to go to the parents division meeting. I went to the parents division meeting and I got drafted to do a lot of things. So immediately door prizes and everything else. So I was just pulled in with both feet. For a long time, the Parents of Blind Children was very active. For many years, we did lots of different activities. But in recent years, we've kind of slowed down and waned. And Carlton told me, the president of NOPBC, said that happens a lot, where you'll have a parents division who kind of stagnates or doesn't do a whole lot for a while. And then bang, they'll just start to have really a lot of parents who reach out and who are interested. And so we're kind of in that phase where we're really low. COVID-19 this year didn't help a thing, but, it is what it is. And so we really haven't met very much. So one of my goals at this meeting is definitely to get us focused on heading the right direction into the future. Even getting very specific about what we plan to do. I just want to, I'm hoping that there are parents on here that I've not met, that I don't know, that have never been part of the NFB before. And this part is for you. I just want to really encourage you to participate in the rest of the convention, because especially tomorrow morning, there is a segment of the convention that is especially for parents. It's all about parental rights as blind parents, but also, you know, it's going to affect you as a parent of a child who is blind. So we want to encourage you to participate in all day tomorrow, in the sessions, but especially the part that pertains to parents will be very important to you. We are working, legislatively on SB 312. It's a bill in the Indiana General Assembly that we introduced last year. The goal of that bill is to elevate the rights of parents with disabilities so that they won't get their children removed from them unnecessarily just because they're blind. And so we have that bill working again this year. We're trying to get it passed in the Indiana legislature. So that's a big push for what we're doing as well. And it'll be a big part of what we do tomorrow. So I just want to encourage you to participate, to come on in and enjoy the convention tomorrow as much as you want to, and certainly to participate today. So,
Tammy?
Yeah.
I did change the option so that individuals can unmute themselves. So
good. Super. That's great. So what I'd really like to do is just kind of find out who's, I don't know how many of us are here, but if you're a parent and you
you have 20.
Have never, there's 20. Awesome. That's amazing. We usually have five. So this is pretty exciting. A couple of things that you can access for IPOBC. We do have a Facebook group on the, up on Facebook, Indiana Parents of Blind Children. So if you're not on that, that's probably the best place to go to find out what we're doing. We haven't, as I said, been very active, but if we get people that are interested in participating, interested in doing things, wanting to get the group moving forward, then we're going to be able to do more. So if you have not ever gone to our Facebook page, or if you are on there and you just haven't done much with it, feel free to post, you know, get going, encourage people that you might know who also have children who are blind or who are blind parents. A lot of people want to know, well, if my child isn't blind or my child is an adult, if I'm blind myself, if I'm just, you know, it's just a special interest for me, can I be a part of the parents division? Of course you can. Absolutely you can. So we encourage anyone who is interested in bettering the lives of blind children or, you know, well, especially blind children, but even blind parents. That's what we want you to do. We want you to be a part of what we do. So, I don't know if, is Amber here or Tabia here? If either of you are here and you can raise
yes,
your hand. Is that Amber?
Yeah.
Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Amber, she's kind of quiet. She's our treasurer. And Amber is just going to quickly give you a treasurer's report so you know what we've got in the current NOPB or IPOBC checking account.
Okay, we started out with $3,996.37. We wrote a check to the NFB of Indiana for $600, and then we paid out five rooms, $93.46, $101.48, $93.46, $101.48, and $101.48, and our balance is currently $2,905.03.
Okay. All right. Is there a motion to accept the treasurer's report? Anybody can move it. It's okay with me. I just can't.
Amy.
Yes.
I'd like to move to accept your treasurer's report.
Any second?
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the treasurer's report. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there any opposition? I hope not. Amber's a good person. She takes good care of our money. So we have a pretty decent little treasury. We have some money that we can do things with if we want to. And, you know, I hope that we are able to do more this year. This past year has been a really tough year for me personally. I took on the presidency of IPOBC last year thinking, oh, it's going to be fine. You know, we'll get started with some things. And my life turned around very differently than it ever has been. And so just making it a priority for me has been extremely difficult. I know everyone's world has been turned upside down, but I would like for us to brainstorm and talk about how we think that IPOBC could improve in the future, or what are things that we could do, in the current situation and in the current climate to just kind of make things reach out to the parents that are out there. And secondly, you know, if you're willing to do something, you know, what are you willing to do? And I'd like to really get us down to, we were doing monthly meetings. I'm looking for someone who is willing to, organize those, like be the Zoom call setter upper, or something so that we can get that going. And also, well, that's about all. That's kind of my goal for this meeting. Is Tabia here by any chance? I don't know if she has the minutes from last year's meeting that we had or not. Is she here, Tabia? She may not be.
She may be working.
She may be, yeah. So we did meet last year. It was, I can just tell you, I guess, verbally a little bit. We did meet last year at last year's convention. There were not very many of us there. There never are. But we did meet, and we did take on some new officers. So we do have myself as president currently. We have Barb Price as vice president, Amber Price as treasurer, and Tabia is our
Amber Hall, honey.
I mean Amber Hall. Sorry, Barb Price, Amber Hall.
That's okay. And, she can be my sister.
And Tabia Belding as secretary. So we did get that changed over last year. So you know, we have officers, but I'd like to hear from, especially if there are parents in the room, blind parents, If you want to just, I don't know, is it better to raise their hands and then we can call on them? But if you just want to introduce yourself and...
No, they shouldn't have to raise their hand. Anyone
can unmute. You shouldn't have to, just unmute. Okay.
Unmute and state your first name so we don't have eight talking at once.
Yeah.
It should be good.
And if you can, it's at the bottom of your screen on the far left. There's a mute thing that you can tap on to unmute yourself, guys. I found it on accident after we voted, but...
I'm excited that there's so many of us here. It's amazing.
Tammy.
Yes.
This is Abby.
Hi, Abby.
I remember way back when my daughter was like very little, and I had expressed interest of being part of the Indiana Parents with Blind Children group. I'm still interested, even though now my daughter is grown and I'm a grandmother. But I think I would be interested in helping with the Zoom stuff, you know, and setting up, you know, and playing, you know, doing what Michael does now. I would be very interested in helping host the Zoom meetings.
All right. Sorry, my clock's going off and my dryer guy came all at the same time. But that's great. I'm glad to hear that, Abby. We'd love to have you help with that. I need someone that gets behind me and says, okay, your meeting is set up for this time. So this is when you're meeting with your group. That would be really helpful for me.
I'm also willing to post those things on social media,
like
the Facebook group, and let people know that, hey, we're having an Indiana Parents of Blind Children meeting. Everybody, you know.
That is great. Yeah, I appreciate that. We really need that help. Because, you know, and just having someone say, look, I scheduled the meeting for this night and you better show up. You know, it would be helpful to me because I'm good at running meetings, but I'm awful at making sure they're scheduled and everybody gets in it. So, and with Zoom, it's just a little challenging. So that would be a welcome, assistance, Abby. Thank you so much.
No problem. Who else
is here that wants to?
Nancy.
Hey, Nancy.
Hi, I'm Nancy. I was secretary when we first started the Indiana chapter of my folks.
Yeah, long time ago.
So I've got a little more free time and different issues and thought, well, maybe this will help. And I didn't know you guys meet, so.
Well, we haven't been. That's part of what I want to do today is to establish a time that we are going to meet. Anybody else?
I'm good any night but Mondays.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I appreciate especially, you know, just people that are willing to step forward and help. I really do. So why don't we talk about that? What would we like? When would we like to meet? Because, you know, just getting together makes you really think about what you want to do. And one of the things I'd like to see us do is meet on a monthly basis and do business, but also maybe choose a topic that we can discuss. And each month, you know, bring up that topic, put it up on our Facebook page, you know, put it out on the listserv and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to discuss on this date. And we'd love for you to join us to have this conversation, maybe even open it up to, you know, even more states. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter who comes in and joins us. But I wonder if anybody has any ideas about that.
You mentioned a listserv. Do you have a Indiana Parents of Blind Children listserv?
We don't. Now, we could. We don't have a listserv. We could, though. I think through the national organization, through the NFB, I think Carlton, when she gets here, hopefully she'll come. She can speak to that a little bit more, but, we could set one up that we could have through the national organization and then people could join it and get information that way as well.
Yeah, I could.
Yes, we could.
I could help you to get that done. I work with David Andrews and we did one. He just did one for me
That'd
for these
great.
Conventions. So
that would be awesome. Yeah. I think some of the other POBC groups have one. There's a lot of listservs up there, by the way, to anybody who doesn't know this, up on the NFB website. If you go to, well, it's actually NFB net, isn't it? What, Michael, do you know what it is?
Not off the top of my head.
Well, there's NFB listservs and I think it's NFB.net or something, but it's up there. You can go and there are various listservs of interest to everybody about everything. But one of the things that's up there are listservs of interest to, parents and also, things for blind children. So having our own listserv would be really nice because a lot of those are bigger listservs. They have a lot of people on them. But if we created our own, then we could forward things from that, because I'm on some of those, and then you wouldn't have to necessarily be on them and see the whole thread and everybody talking about everything. But if there's an announcement that comes across from the NOPBC, we could get it on ours. So I think creating a new listserv is a great idea.
I think it's nfbnet.org.
nfbnet.org. Yep. nfbnet.org. If you're looking for a listserv to join, and there's always new ones. So, that'd be fantastic. Okay. So we're going to start a listserv. That's a great idea. Any other good ideas to do this year?
Have you guys ever considered getting people that have adult children that are blind that, I don't know, to deal with some of the issues that go along with that by chance? Because I know there are a lot of families out here with disability kids that they don't see very many of them. And then now they're grown and parents have different issues, which tomorrow I know that meeting's a good meeting to sit in on, but I was just wondering about that.
So you're talking about a topic where we have blind parents discussing their issues with grown children. Is that right?
Well,
or blind
yeah.
parents who have their own issues because their children are grown. I'm not sure.
No, more like the issue of grown children that are blind and blind parents that are dealing. The I don't know how to say it.
What she's saying maybe is the parents that had blind children who are now grown could also be mentors and give ideas to the parents that still have younger children even.
Well, that's
but
a good
other
idea.
People, right, they may be able to help each other.
I think she's trying to say, how do parents who are visually impaired deal or, I don't want to say deal with, because that's not a good term.
I would.
Okay. Well, how do they deal with then the issue?
Navigate the issue.
Yeah, navigate the parenting still of a child who is now an adult themselves and
have issues,
visual issues and other issues. And how do you?
Again, yes. Not,
how do you entertain
blind children
them,
plus
you,
the adult children?
Well,
blind
I think you're a very special group. I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying.
You know,
that's a group that we're not reaching out to. That have, some of them have younger kids that are out there that don't join because there's not really, it's all strictly just blind people, nothing more than that.
Carlton has joined, Tammy.
Awesome.
So that's
awesome. Since Carlton is here, I would like to allow her, whenever she's ready, to kind of talk with us a little bit about the National Federation of the Blind NOPBC program. This is the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children. The IPOBC, Indiana Parents of Blind Children, is under the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children. So we're like a chapter. If you can think of the NFB, state affiliate or the national NFB, and then they have state affiliates. Well, this is similar to the way that NOPBC works. NOPBC is part of the national headquarters. And they have, they help all the states and territories all over the country to shore up their parents' divisions, to help them, you know, connect with each other, all that kind of thing. And so I would like for her to share some really exciting programs that are coming available for us and, just other things about the national program while she's here. Thank you so much, Carlton, and you're on.
Thank you so much. I thank you for inviting me here, Tammy. It's absolutely fabulous. I know that I believe that most of you are Federationists, but Tammy gave a really great explanation of National Organization of Parents of Blind Children. We're a very proud division of the National Federation of the Blind, and the IPOBC, Indiana Parents of Blind Children, is a chapter of NOPBC, but it's also a division of the NFB of Indiana. I stress this because it's so important. The power of the NOPBC derives completely from the power of the NFB. We are who we are because we are a division of the National Federation of the Blind. A little bit of introduction of myself, I'm Carlton Ann Cook Walker. I'm the mother of a 19-year-old, Aunt Catherine. In addition to serving as president of the NOPBC, I'm certified as a teacher of students with blindness, low vision, and I'm an attorney with my own solo law practice and advocacy firm, Blindness Education and Advocacy Resources Bear. I'm a mama bear. Of all my roles, of course, parent is most important, and it will always be so. But after faith and family, the most important facet of my life is indeed the Federation. Because without the NFB and its parent division, I would not have the information I need and would not have had the information I needed to be an effective parent for Anna Catherine. Indeed, it is the education from and support of my fellow Federationists, both in the parents division and in the membership at large, that's taught me how to provide Anna Catherine the tools and skills needed to become the successful blind adult Anna has the right to be. The Parents Division can be a powerful tool for any affiliate in building the Federation, both now and in the future. I can guarantee you from personal experience, the earlier families and educators hear from us the truth about blindness, that blindness is not the characteristic that defines any blind individual or that person's future, the better the child, the blind adult's child or adult's life will be. Every day, we raise expectations of blind people because low expectations create obstacles between us and our dreams. And we need to have families know, to make sure that families and educators know that blind individuals of all ages can live the lives they want and blindness does not hold them back. In OPBC, we have various ways to connect. We have our state parent divisions, like the Indiana POBC. We have, and we have various parent divisions. When I was talking to Tammy earlier, I told her that we also have parent divisions that are headed by blind parents. Our Oregon division is actually headed by a blind parent of a sighted child. California and Missouri are headed by blind parents of blind children. We have three blind parents of blind children on our national board. So we definitely know that it is so important to have the integration of everyone on our boards. Also, we have board members who are not in other, in California. Our vice president is a blind parent of sighted children. So divisions are helpful within your state, but also within with other states. And I definitely encourage that. And we have our NOPBC.org website. Website's NOPBC.org. We have resources that are topic specific, and we're going to be putting on our conference resources soon. Each year, we have an annual conference that's held at the National Federation of the Blind's annual convention. This year, of course, it was virtual, and we got a lot of recordings. We hadn't gotten too many recordings before because of the logistics in a hotel, but we got a whole lot this year, so we're going to be having those available soon. We also have our NOPBC Facebook group. It is a private group, and it allows parents from and allies, including a lot of blind adults from around the country, to share, learn, and support one another. If you've not already done so, please consider joining us. It's National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, a group, or NOPBC. You should be able to find it. We do have membership questions, and that's really to keep the spammers out because we want it to be a safe place. If you have any trouble, let me know. We'll make it happen. Just some trending topics from the group last month with issues with education, both in person and online, including, not surprisingly, accessibility and timeliness of instructional materials and software accessibility, accessible games, including video games. Cane travel information. We have our NFB Free White Cane program. Nemeth code, Braille math, questions and answers, high stakes testing, accessible technology, and Braille music. We also have our public Facebook page, and that's where we share announcements, largely from NFB, but also our own. We have some great resources. The Education Technology Survey, which was originally focused on K-12 education, but has now been expanded to higher education. We at the NFB want to find out what's going on and what's good and what's bad. So we don't want just what isn't working, because a lot of stuff isn't working. But if something is working, it's great to know that so that we can have solutions. We also have distance education resources and COVID-19 resources. At NFBC, we also have our Blind Kid Listserv. Some folks don't like Facebook. A lot of folks do, but a lot of folks don't. And our listserv is still a great place for folks to network. And of course, we have our annual conference at the National Convention and Washington Seminar. We offer a lot of IEP advocacy and resources. And along with the NFB, we have a ton of tools and resources. I don't want to do too much, but I'm just going to go through Free White Cane, American Action Fund Free Books Program, ShareBraille.org. ShareBraille is one word. Future Reflections Magazine, International Braille and Technology Center, and NFB Newsline. We have age-specific resources for our birth to sevens. We have our early childhood initiatives, which include Braille Reading Pals and Early Explorers. We have Letters from Santa. It's coming up next month. Yay, Letters from Santa. NFB Bell Academy, National Youth in Blind, National Center for Blind Youth in Science, their writing contest, self-advocacy in higher education toolkit. There are just so many great resources available from NOPBC and NFB and, of course, American Action Fund. We now have a new level of membership for NFB. It's called the TWIG membership. The TWIG was named in honor of the Alexander Pope writing, as the twig is bent, so will the child, or so will the tree grow. We know that NFB adult members, true, and sighted parents, some too, truly can change the trajectory of a child's life. We can bend that twig so the child does have the opportunity to learn and grow and reach his or her potential and live his or her dreams. So our TWIG membership is, I think, a pretty darn reasonable price, $12. The membership year runs July 1 to June 30th. But the benefits of our new TWIG membership include membership in a PPC, our new monthly e-newsletter. We'll have early access to NOPBC resources such as the conference recordings and, drum roll please, Freedom Scientific software. This is for individuals in the U.S. only, but Freedom Scientific will provide each NOPBC TWIG member a free annual home license for JAWS, Fusion, or ZoomText. That free license, worth $80 to $160, depending on which software you choose, is exclusive to NOPBC TWIG members. And you'll receive a link to that access for the software shortly after your TWIG membership is verified. If you're interested in that, again, we are open to all parents of blind children, blind parents, blind allies, sighted allies. We're open to all. You can go to NOPBC.org, National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC.org, and click on Join Membership, and you find out the same thing here about TWIG membership. So you can fill out a membership form if you are interested. Pay PayPal and get all your NOPBC membership benefits on your way. I tried to be quick. Hope I wasn't too quick.
Thank you so much, Carlton. Does anybody have any questions for Carlton while she's here? She's jumping between multiple conventions this weekend. Okay. So we're lucky to have her while we have her. Anybody have any questions for Carlton? Well, I thank you for your time. Thank you for sharing about NOPBC and all the opportunities that there are there. You're welcome to stick around with us. We're just kind of brainstorming on how we can get this division more jump-started here in Indiana. And we've had a couple of people volunteer to do some things, so that's great. And we're just going to try to get hammered down some meeting times and things like that so that we can actually get things going better here.
Sounds like a great plan. I will mute myself and turn off my video and listen.
Awesome. Well, you're welcome to speak up if you want to. Well, that was very nice. Thank you so much, for sharing. And we'll just kind of go back to what we were brainstorming. I'm wondering if Tabea is here at all or minutes from last year. I don't know if she would be, but she might not be. Not hearing her. We'll just keep on going. Okay. So, we were brainstorming a few things that we thought would be a good idea. One thing I know we want to do is meet on a more frequent basis. So why don't we just get to the bottom of that so that Abby will have something to start things on.
I just got my note file. I'm ready.
Good job, Abby.
I can't do Friday, Thursdays.
Okay. So I heard not a Monday, not a Thursday. Anybody else have a not night? Okay.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Well, what would people think about, I'm going to suggest a good night for me. What would people think about maybe, a Sunday night or a Tuesday night?
Tuesday nights are good.
Either one of those work for me.
Tuesday.
All right. Anybody here opposed to Tuesday? Is there anybody here who could not come on Tuesday? Ah, see, that's the way to ask a question. You get the answer. No.
Okay. Ron, Michael.
So we'll plan to meet. Is there a specific Tuesday that would work better for you guys? I tend to have a commitment sometimes on the third Tuesday, so I might want to avoid that. But other than that, I'm good.
Why don't we make it easy, like the first Tuesday of the month?
All right, that's a good one.
Works for me.
Works for me. Okay, so we're going to meet on the first Tuesday of every month by Zoom. And we'll probably, what time works for people?
7 Eastern.
7 Eastern.
Okay, I don't get off work till 5, so anytime after 6 o'clock, I'm good. Okay.
Does 7 give you enough time to get your dinner and everything?
I'd say 8. But I'm just a late person anyway, so.
7 would work better for me.
7? Okay. 7 sound good to most people?
Yes.
What about we could meet in the middle and go to 7:30?
How about 7:30? Can we do Can you do 7:30, Nancy?
Yeah, that works.
All right. Let's go for 7:30. Now, Awesome Abby's going to take care of that. Right, Awesome Abby?
Now, do you guys already have access to a Zoom room, or do we?
I do. I think I can make that happen. I don't know. I'll see. We can do like a regular, I think if we wanted to, we could use the one for the state. I just need to talk to Ron about that. And if he says that we can do that, then we should be able to do that, because I know that they have one
right
that is used somehow. So I'll find out about that.
And then you get
Get with you and you can set it up, because we'll just have to set up the you know, regular meeting, repeating meeting. So we'll find out about that from Ron, and you're going to stay on me about it, right? I need that. I need it.
Yes,
really
ma'am. I have your number, and I believe you got mine today.
I did. I thought I had it, but I guess not.
Well, I sent you a text.
I got it now.
Texted you yesterday.
Yep. I have it now. Okay. So we're going to meet on the first Tuesday, and it will be via Zoom.
First Tuesday of November, though, is an election day.
Well, we can meet.
We still want to meet after the election?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, nothing good's going to be on TV except, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be interrupted by whether or not Trump or Biden wins, so.
We won't even know that till the next day. But anyway.
Well, we can make it a short introductory meeting that night, but we'll started. Okay. I like to watch the election results.
So
too.
Do I.
I really do.
November 3rd.
Okay. Perfect.
For first meeting, I'll also send out reminders I will make sure I'm a member of the Facebook group, and I will put a reminder or a post up there.
Awesome.
Thank you, Abby.
To make sure that we all know. Sorry, Nancy, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Abby, you need to get with me because I want to give you a different email address. Otherwise, I'll never find it.
Okay.
So I'll get it to you later.
No problem.
Okay. So, you know, anyone certainly is welcome, but we really want to get some of the parents in who are affected by the parent group and what we can do. So we definitely want to try to encourage that.
Hey, Tammy.
Yes.
Do you know, I know we never got around to it because of all the craziness, but do you know if we reached out to the Blind Children's Foundation, if by chance they could get information out about, hey, there's meetings for the parents and blah, 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 maybe on their page, if you got with them and filled them in on it?
I don't know. I don't know whether they would, but we could see. I mean, we could reach out and see what
they
would.
We could at least try, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they do have.
I have no connections this year because volunteers aren't even allowed on campus until at least January.
Yeah. I mean, it couldn't hurt to try.
Right.
You know, and hopefully we will have some more interaction. We also, the other thing that we do get, and I do have, and Abby, I'll send that to you. We do get a list from time to time of, well, like this year when we had the virtual convention, I did get a list of parents who were signed up for NOPBC activities for Indiana. That can be a really useful list because we can use it to, you know, let them know about events and encourage them to be a part of what we're doing.
Right.
A lot of them don't even know what we're doing. Sometimes we don't know what we're doing, but at least, you know, if we're coming together, we can discover what our group really wants to do. So
my original goal last year was to try to get everybody together to meet somewhere in person for lunch, but COVID changed that. So
Yeah, that happened.
That's kind of hard sometimes too, though, when people are in
right, but all over we have the quite state a few that are local. Yeah.
Well, and I think too that, you know, although COVID-19 has been a blight on humanity, it has also opened our eyes to new and different ways to get together and to communicate. And right. I mean, platforms like Zoom have made things very doable. Like we never considered before that we could just get on and do a virtual phone call and that everyone would know how to do it by now. You know, it was never really a consideration. We just always thought, you know, we got to meet in person. Or we have to meet by phone or whatever. And so I think that having the option of using the Zoom platform will be great for us to get to know each other. We can even do virtual activities if we want to get creative. We really can. So,
well, that's like if we got together to eat somewhere and say we had five people that couldn't make it, they could join us on a call. You know, somebody's phone or computer, laptop. And
yeah, I think it's changed our perspective of how things can be done. So
maybe we can reach more people.
Let's brainstorm some topics that we would want to discuss. The first meeting in November, I really don't want to necessarily have a topic because I would like for it to be kind of a short meeting. I will think about where we want to go with that meeting, but mostly we just want to encourage people to attend, to get to know us, maybe get to know each other, those of us who don't know each other. But what are some topics that you would like to see discussed in some of these meetings? Anybody have any ideas? Just throw anything out there because, you know.
Maybe fundraising for children, you know, for the children's group.
That's for us. We would fundraise for the NFB.
Correct.
Or for the IPOBC to do things for kids, you know, for our
kids. But that's what I meant as a a topic.
Like we've done bowling before, you know, right now that's not a practical thing. But I mean.
So talking about fundraisers, what's another idea?
Yeah, I mean, this is Sarah Meyer.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I'm not a parent, but okay. I am an aunt, and I hope to someday be a parent. I'm blind, for anyone who doesn't know me. But first of all, I think very fondly of this division because you, Tammy, and the division really are the folks that got involved with my family when we first moved to the States and were fighting to stay in public schools. And so I'm so grateful that you guys exist. And I'm just here tuning in because I, you know, have that interest and gratitude for you guys and want to know kind of how I can be an ally and support. So I guess all that to say, I wonder if a topic could be like how to recruit mentors for blind children or for parents to, you know, and kind of like build allyship and build support within this community.
Excellent. Excellent. We have a document. It's really on our registration form, our old written registration form. And one of the things that it says in that document is, you know, it discusses, the importance of mentors to our blind children and their parents. Mm-hmm. It's vital. I mean, it's a vital part of what the parents of blind children does. Yeah. So those are two big areas that we definitely need to talk about. What we can do. Another one that just flew to mind when you mentioned us coming in and helping is advocacy. That is a huge part of what NOPBC teaches us. It's a huge part of what I did many years ago. And I made, you know, it was a big part of what IPOBC did, teaching parents to become advocates for their kids, teaching them what they could and, you know, could not expect about the IEP/case conference process, you know. And so we could have several topics just, you know, focusing on various aspects of that whole thing.
I can help with that.
Another thing that flies to mind too with this new e-learning situation is to discuss, you know, how are parents coping with e-learning, whether they're blind parents coping with sighted children learning to read, working on the e-learning platforms, or whether they are sighted parents with blind children who are struggling through that process. Because it's a real issue and it may be here for a minute. You know, some of the schools are going back to hybrid programs, but I think we're still going to see this be part of what we do. You know, the learning platforms to be part of what we do for a while now. So I think those kinds of topics, even if we just spend 45 minutes and go, yeah, let's come back to this. You know, I think that's education. And that's another big component of what IPOBC was founded on, you know, is educating and making people aware. I can remember when we first started, we had a big workshop, and we actually did live workshops at the state convention. And one time we did one on Braille and the importance of Braille. Yep. And somebody's going, yep, I was
there. That was me.
But it was a very good conference. We had a big turnout, and the next we left. We all went our separate ways. We empowered those parents to ask for Braille. And I got a phone call from the school for the blind and say, what the heck did you tell these parents? And I said, I told them about their rights. They didn't like it, but it was what they needed. You know, these parents needed to know. And, you know, those kids were able to get Braille because their parents grabbed a hold of that information, took it home and used it and felt empowered by it. And that's what, you know, what we need to do again, if we can. But see, I know. Go ahead.
Well, Tammy, that's what I was talking about. See, now that this computer stuff's going on, there's not just, I mean, we've got the blind children that are dealing with this at home and their parents doing that. But you also got the special ed kids that parents don't know what they're doing on that level too. So maybe we can kind of work together with them. And they're not wanting to come because of the fact that it is just motivated strictly to the blindness, which is good.
Well,
we got that other little side check that they don't feel comfortable coming because their child has disability with blindness and maybe
and
autism.
Other. Well, but that's okay. I mean, I think we could have a topic where we discuss children with multiple special
needs. That's what I was trying to say earlier.
Yep.
And if I may say, Miss Tammy, being a blind parent with a sighted child, that would be very tremendous. Fortunately, I happen to have a very good relationship with my son's teachers and counselors and principal, but for that obvious reason. So if I happen to have some issues, but being able to make sure that we can not only just navigate it, but even comprehend, you know, cause assignments are time sensitive and they have to be labeled by a certain time. And, you know, these kids got more logins than I do. You know, and so that would be I just say I myself would definitely benefit from that conversation and any resources of support that come mm-hmm. from that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's a good one. And I know there is talk out there. You know, I'm on the several listservs, and I know there's been some discussion, excuse me, about how kids are navigating the learning platforms and the struggles that they're experiencing, and the struggles that blind parents are having with them being able to help their parent or their children. I'm sorry. But, you know, just being able to talk about it with other parents who are struggling with it and how do they make it work can be very empowering.
Yes.
And so that's why I think it would be awesome to, even if we do, you know, an hour and a half call and we devote, you know, 45 minutes of it to a topic, I think that's going to draw people in because it's going to be things each time they're going to know they're going to get some kind of education component along with the other things that we do. And long range, we definitely want to plan for next year's convention. You know, what are we going to want to do? Someone mentioned to me the other day, they said, I remember when you guys provided childcare for the convention, and we are starting to see it roll over, to the next generation. For the quite a while, I'd say 8 or 9 years, we really haven't had many children. But all of a sudden now, the next generation is starting to have those babies, and we've got those little guys in there. So we might want to think about how can IPOBC pick that piece back up if we want to, because it was a big help. For, I remember when I was working with the organization, and I was, you know, very involved in it. It was great to know that I could bring my kids and they were going to have a good time. Now, it might or might not be possible to do, because I know that the requirements and the laws and all that are very different than they were 20 years ago when I was dealing with it. You know, people have to be tested for everything and vetted and made sure they don't have a record and all that kind of stuff.
Or I don't certified
know.
And
all right. Yeah. I don't know what our requirement, you know, what we would be required to do, but I'm sure Carlton can help us navigate that from a national perspective. So, we may not be able to do that anymore, you know, but maybe we can offer something like activities that the parents could pull their kids out and do or something. I don't know.
Can I throw out another suggestion, Ms. Tammy?
Sure.
I'm sorry. Low interest. Is all excited. One of the other things that, because I'm trying to learn how to, my son is around me and my peers from a beat ball level. So he's actually able to see me and other blind individuals, most of us grown men, interact and play. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with him being sighted. And so I just wonder if even maybe we could have the opportunity to where we are actually able to invite both our blind children and sighted children. So in other words, blanketed in our children, period, and even help facilitate an interactive cross space between the blind and the sighted world. One, it gives the empathy and the understanding to those kids who are sighted, and a tremendous level of encouragement, and empowerment and understanding of just a different level of interaction when it comes to those kids who are blind interacting with sighted kids.
We used to have both. At the daycare, it was both blind kids and sighted kids.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
Awesome. Okay.
And it was good for all of them because we had mentors come in and do all kinds of things. They, you know, like come in and talk about guide dogs. They'd come in and read a story to them in Braille. They'd come in and just talk to them about being a blind person. We did a mini Braille activity with them one time where, you know, the kids went on a Braille treasure hunt. I mean, we did all kinds of neat stuff, and, you know, and it wasn't just blind kids. It was sighted kids too. It was all the kids that were there, and, you know, it benefited all of them because they got to know other, you know, kids that were sighted, kids that were blind. And the neat thing for some of our kids was, especially the sighted kids who had blind parents, they got to talk to someone who actually lived what they lived, which was really cool too.
Yes.
Because they're in a special group to have parents who are blind. You know, they really are.
No, I did. Oh, I'm sorry, Nancy.
I was just going to say, and it kind of went the other way too, because there were blind children that had sighted parents. So it kind of went both ways. I mean, they got to learn what it was like to learn what sighted parents did, and what sighted ones got to learn, like she was saying, but it went both ways.
And they're the future of our federation and our country.
Right. Exactly. You
know? If we want to mold a future that's more accepting, then us investing in our kids, both sighted and blind, you know, our children, period. And giving them, facilitating a space where acceptance is already the norm, where encouragement is the norm, healthy communication and interaction is the norm. It helps them grow. You know, I'm just all for it. Anything along this line. Sorry. This just struck a nerve of excitement. I'm so glad.
Yes. I'm so glad.
We need a new motivator in here.
I also think.
Hey, y'all motivating me.
That's good.
I also think Tammy, Nancy, Barb, Lauren, everybody else, that it's important, and I didn't even know this as a mother of a sighted child who attended, you know, public school, this, that, and whatever. I think we need to find a way to set up, how our children can be, how they can deal with bullying issues because of either their disabled parent or them being a disabled child. It was brought to my attention. My daughter's 27 now, and it was just brought to my attention 2 months ago that my child was bullied in school because she had a blind mother.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew nothing about it. And I felt I was angry. I was hurt, you know, but I didn't know, you know, a lot of people, you know, would say, stay away from her. You know, her mom can't see. Maybe it'll make it where you can't see because she is with her all the time. Or, you know, I think,
yeah, I think that's a great
education
thing
for children also to how to answer the questions.
So what I'm hearing is that we want to have topics for where we have parents issues, whether blind parents or sighted parents with blind kids. Mm-hmm. And as part of that topic series, we want to have opportunities to talk about children, to give parents encouragement or to give children encouragement, depending on the situation, you know, different topics like the bullying or, you know, even what it's like to be a sighted child with blind parents or those kinds of things. So I think that's a good, I mean, that helps us have kind of a framework to hang our meetings on and what we're going to do. We have done workshops in the past where they were, you know, day long workshops or whatever. Or even we could do like an afternoon thing. We're just going to have to talk about what we'd like to do. Certainly in the past, we have taken the state convention and used it as a way for us to meet, with parents all over the state and their kids. And we can certainly do that. We can really, you know, over the next year, if we can reach parents and encourage them to participate in the state convention, we can get them here and, you know, really, really encourage them.
Maybe,
so
maybe we could create, a flyer, and ask the, maybe we could get maybe the blind school or somebody to circulate it on their page for their parents.
They could possibly send it out in their Rocket newsletter they send out, or we might even be able to get them a mailing if we donate.
I mean, we have.
I don't know if they could give out their mailing information due to the fact that,
No, they can't. We would give them the flyer.
Right, and they would do a mailing for us.
And they would send it out. Yes, they would mail it out for us. Even if we donated the long white envelopes, even if we bought the box of envelopes and they just put, you know, their Free Matter for the Blind sticker thing on it and send out the notes, you know.
Well, I'm sure that we have, you know, an I don't even need to say I'm sure. I promise that we have an informational flyer that we would just have to tweak to be more up with the 21st century.
Right, we can put our call information on it.
It needs the new logo, which I am sure that I can get from Carlton Walker as well.
The new logo.
To be honest with you, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I do have logos for you, yes.
Awesome. I have a question about that too. We used to be able to get lists of people that were subscribed to various things, like that were subscribed to the Future Reflections magazine, that kind of thing, which, by the way, if anybody does not know that the Future Reflections is the magazine of the National Parents of Blind Children, and it's awesome. And the neat thing is, Nancy, especially to your attention, I think it was last July, not this past, but the last a year ago, they did one specifically for multiply disabled kids. And it was a magazine. I mean, that particular issue was all about kids with multiple disabilities. It was a really, really, really good one.
I'm just saying that they're coming.
But are we able to still get those lists or not so much anymore?
I am not. That is an affiliate at least when I did used to work at the National Center, and when I was there, and I think it's still the case. They'd like everything to go through the affiliate president for, you know, obvious reasons. So connect with Ron, and I know he'll make it happen. If he might tell them to send it to you, he might have them send it to him, and he forwards it to you, whatever. But Ron Brown would be who you want to connect with. Make it happen.
Okay.
And if we can, if there is a way, I don't know if this is Trump or territory for us, but... Okay, so if we're going to send this to the blind schools, right, then are we making an effort to connect with the public schools? There are some children in those schools whose parents are blind and who are probably either blind or close to it themselves, you know, because there's a whole lot of us who don't either accept that or realize that or, you know, what have you, or may have a loved one who's caring for them who's blind. But again, that does allow some, I don't know if that crosses the line, but it does help facilitate a greater opportunity for, I mean, you know, we even now get the support from the side of the community as far as us not combating, but working with. Does that make sense?
Well, they used to have the resource center out at the School for the Blind. They probably still have it.
They do.
And that resource center was designed, it connected with the teachers of the blind in Indiana. So we can't access the actual parents in the public school system. But what we can do is, if the parents have ever connected with the NFB through, the Braille reading contests or anything, or Youth Slam or any of that stuff, we can connect with them that way. But we can also connect with the, if they still do it, we can connect with the teachers of the blind and through the resource center where they would put out that information for us.
He's talking about sighted kids.
Yes,
their parents are blind, like Abby's situation. How do we reach those parents?
Well,
you know, and not necessarily. And a suggestion is going through the school boards.
Well, I mean, they're not going to give us any information. We can give them all the information we want, but they're not going
to
give
us. And ask that they circulate it.
Yes, and that's what, you know, hey, if that's the way we have to go about that, then no problem, you know, and maybe we could present that to them, just make the information available. If one picks it up, it's progress, you know.
Well, another organization that's really good to, another organization that we can send it to, send information to, as long as it's not a lot, is the Indiana State Library. A lot of the blind parents are connected with Talking Book Program.
Right.
There might be blind parents connected with Newsline. So we certainly could get it up on Newsline where we are. We could certainly get it up on because they do a quarterly newsletter through the library service here in Indiana. Yeah. So those are all places that we can reach out. But I'm going to tell you, I want you to understand something. I'm not going to be able to do all of that. I can't do it on my own. I know that I can't do it. So what you're going to need to do, if you're willing to be here, and I know we're kind of running low on time, so I'm going to kind of end up with this. But if you're willing to be a part of what we're doing and not just be an idea giver, but an idea maker, a person who takes an idea and makes it something real, then I want you to reach out and say, hey, I will contact this person, or I will do this, because that's what we need. You know, I recognize the changes in my life this year that have made it a challenge for me to be able to do as much as what I used to do. And so I'm not only asking for your ideas, but I'm asking for you, if you have the time, even if you just pick up a tiny piece of the puzzle, if everybody picks up one piece, we can put the whole thing together. So, you know, if there's something that you're really good at, or you've got a connection with, or you're excited about, like Leron is he's grabbed onto the blind parent piece. I love that. That's important. We need that person to be there. You know, Nancy's interested in the children with multiple disabilities and you know, all of that. So those are good, important things. But we've got to be willing to say, hey, I'll make the connection. What we first have to do is to create what it is we're going to connect with, the tool that we're going to use. So that can be something that I know, I mean, Abby's said she would be willing to help with communication. So that's good. We can take our old flyer. We can put the new logo of NOPBC. Well, they used to have the one with the kids walking with the family for each state, but I'm not sure what it is now. But we can get that going. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's Carlton. Yeah, it's really awesome. We, the new opportunities logo that has the six fellas around a circle.
Mm-hmm.
We have three fellas, different sizes beside each other.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's really quick.
What about all the schools?
What, Nancy?
Oh, I was just thinking that about the flyers and sending, getting people involved. If we send it to every school, like to the principal or something, because they're going to know. The school's going to know what teachers or students have blind parents. So that would be another way.
Not necessarily.
Well, if they had their IEPs, they would. If the parents show, they're going to know.
Not every child has an IEP in the public school.
No. Stage. Yeah, you're not going to. That's a big. What is my husband, Chris. I don't know if you can see him or not, but he just showed up. His meeting must be over. Mm. So he's here. Yeah. But, I mean, these are all great ideas. We're going to meet on November the 3rd. We're going to meet at 7:30 via Zoom. We're going to work it out because Abby's going to bug the heck out of me till it happens. Right, Abby?
Yes, ma'am.
Right, Abby? Thank you.
And we'll see where, Miss Tammy.
We'll see where we go from there. I love your enthusiasm. I encourage any of you who want to participate to please be there on that call, and we'll get started. We can't do everything all at once. You know, you can't build a building all at once, but you can sure put one brick, you know, make a good firm foundation and build one brick on top of the other and then get all kinds of great things going on. So let's just kind of get it started, see where we go.